Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me, Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but take it for me two more times.
I'm trying.
God on tonight. We bless God. We thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody that is tuned in tonight. It is time for Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. I am Elder Andre Prevost Sr. I will be filling in, hallelujah, on tonight for Bishop Matt Page. Praise God. We wish, amen, the Page family safe travels, amen, over the course of the weekend as they are on the highways and byways on this evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to have some Bible study on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together in your name, Lord. We're going to ask, Lord, that you lead and guide us, Lord. Hallelujah. Through your word. Hallelujah, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that your word, Lord, tonight enlightens us. Hallelujah, and gives us revelation knowledge, amen, to lead our lives, hallelujah, to a better expected end. And, Lord, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you, and we just want to magnify you on this evening, Lord. And once again, we thank you. Lord, we bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us. And once again, we thank you. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody that has tuned in. Everybody, amen, that has called into the phone lines. The phone lines are open. Amen. If you want to, amen, have a testimony or a prayer request, you can call in to 774-220-4000. That's 774-220-4000. And that access code is 786-7473. Praise God. We will be opening up the lines later on in our broadcast for testimony service as well as comments. Praise God on the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, well, since we don't have any callers on the line right now, we're going to get right to the word. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So tonight we're going to go to Matthew chapter 13. And we're going to be beginning at verse number 24. That is Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse number 24. Praise God on tonight. Now, before we get, hallelujah, that is, of course, our main scripture on tonight. I want to reiterate Hosea chapter 6. I'm sorry, Hosea chapter 5. No, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is all always the focal scripture. We open up with this scripture because this scripture enlightens us and tells us so much. Praise God. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Praise God. And I don't know about you all, but every other time I've heard that in church, I've heard that phrase, I've heard that scripture, amen, it wasn't expounded on enough for me, praise God. In my mind, and I'm sure in most people's minds, we took it as if the knowledge wasn't available. So therefore, we perished because we didn't get the knowledge that we needed. Praise God. But when we continue reading, it says, because thou hast rejected knowledge. So it's not that the knowledge wasn't available to you. It's just that you rejected the knowledge. Somebody brought the knowledge to you. Praise God. They brought you the right thing to do in that situation. Praise God. It was available. You just refused it. You rejected it for whatever doctrine that you have indoctrinated with. Praise God. Whether it's a doctrine you're indoctrinated with from your parents, amen, from the older people in your neighborhood, your aunts and your uncles, Facebook, YouTube, the government, the news, whatever your pre-doctrination, amen, whatever you already believe is overriding the information that is being brought to you. Praise God. That's why people get divorced. Because even though the information is brought to them, amen, that Jesus said, hallelujah, amen, it should be like it was in the beginning, that divorce isn't something that's really a person of God, we still go do it anyway. And the Bible says, because our hearts are hard. Praise God. So we refuse the knowledge of God, and therefore we perish. And it says, amen, because thou hast rejected the knowledge, I will reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest for me. Praise God. And a priest is simply one. When you take away all this glory and authority and fame that we give the priest, praise God, that we give the preachers, amen, they are simply mouthpieces for God. They simply speak for God. He said, you're not going to speak for me because you rejected me. Therefore, I will reject you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because when once you rejected me, you automatically, hallelujah, going to get rejected because we're not matching up. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? Praise God. So if we're not agreeing, amen, you rejecting me and I rejecting you because we're coming from two different angles. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Praise God. Now that makes it sound like God is just being harsh and saying, I'm going to forget, hallelujah, your kids. And you're like, well, my kids ain't got nothing to do with this. That's not what the text is saying. When we break down the text and put it into context, what the writer is trying to let us know, that because you taught your kids the same things that you believe. You've indoctrinated your kids with that same mindset that you got. Hallelujah. This is where we get the generational curses from, because I think the way my mother thought and she thought the way her mother thought and so on and so forth. And then it'll go down to my children. Hallelujah. Amen. Because somewhere along the line that the information was rejected and we kept teaching the same things. We kept living the same way. Because we rejected the knowledge of God. Pass that down to our children. Now they have rejected the knowledge because our children take our word over everybody's. You don't believe me? You can ask old people. Old people will tell you something their mama told them. My mama told me this. Or my daddy told me that. And they stand on it. Praise God. So it's up to you, amen, as a parent, to properly teach your children the right way, not the way your mama taught you. You see, the way your mama, it may have worked in whatever toxic way it worked, but that don't mean it was right. Praise God. The word of God tells us the right way. So if we go by the word of God and teach our children this way, then we can break these generational curses over our lives. Don't you want to see your grandchildren living better and doing better than you did, better than your children were? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, it got to start with you. Once you receive the knowledge, you got to make the decision that, hey, I know what mama said. I know what grandmama said. I know what my aunts and my uncles said. But I'm gonna negate what they said. And I'm going to go with what the word of God said. Because God says in the book of Jeremiah that everything I do, everything I have planned out for you is for an expected end. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said, I know the plans I have, and those are good plans. Hallelujah. So if you know God got good plans, which is the expected end, why not do it the Lord's way and not do it your mama's way? Let's look at our mamas and see how they turned out. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't let nobody else talk about mama, but you got to look back and look at mama and say, wait a minute. Praise God. Somewhere mama ain't right. Mama wrong about something, because look at her life. Look at her situation. Praise God. If she was so right about what she was saying, she wouldn't be in the situation in which she's in. Praise God. So therefore, I got to turn to the word of God. See, we say we got to go back to the maker. Mama ain't the maker. Daddy ain't the maker. They was just the caretaker. Praise God. God is the maker. He told Jeremiah, I formed you in your mother's womb. I knew you. So not only did he know you before you were conceived in your mother's womb, he formed you in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. So he put you together. He know how you made. Praise God. Hallelujah. He knows what you're measuring. Praise God. Remember in the book of Corinthians, I believe it's 10 and 13, it says, hallelujah, that God would not allow you to be tempted above which thee are measured. The only way I cannot tempt you above which you are measured is if I already know what your measurements are. I got to know your constructs, hallelujah, in order to know what can knock you down, praise God, and what things you can sustain. Glory to God. So when we receive the knowledge of God, praise God, we should not reject the knowledge of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to start tonight, amen, at Matthew chapter 13, verse number 24. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, now, first of all, he is Jesus. Praise God. And Jesus spoke in parables to get the people to understand the word of God in a way that they would be able to comprehend it. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the whole purpose of the preacher. The whole purpose of the preacher is to read the word, get the understanding of the word through the Holy Spirit and discernment and all that, praise God, and then to break the word down, hallelujah, so that you can understand it. Too many times we got too many people, amen, learning the word and trying to be prolific with it and very eloquent with it and use the big words so we can get to impress the wise and the prudent people, when the Bible says this is the time to make the word plain and clear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't nobody want to go, amen, to church to learn about God, and I have to have a dictionary. I have to be Googling what you're saying. Glory to God, to understand, hallelujah, what the word of God says. I should be able to break it down to you plain and clear. Why? Because I am not God.
The conference will automatically end in 5 minutes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Baby, could you call into the line for me? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The phone lines are light, but we thank God for y'all on live tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So tonight, amen, when we look at the word, hallelujah, Jesus is getting ready to tell another parable. He just got through telling one. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he's going to tell this one right here. Hallelujah. And he starts out with saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. Now, when we break this scripture all the way down, we got to break it down into the context and what the writer wanted us to know. Praise God. We can't, too many times what we do when we break down scripture, we add our own little twist on it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. A lot of times,
this call is being recorded.
I've heard somebody say this, and this is so true. When God gives you a revelation, sometimes that revelation is just for you because everybody else can't receive that revelation. And there was a time when a disciple asked Jesus, why do you talk to the people in parables? And Jesus answered back, because I can talk to you plainly and you understand. Praise God. But if I talk to them the way I talk to you, they would be confused. So I have to use parables to get them to understand what I'm saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, he's had to break the word down very simplistically, hallelujah, to get the average person to understand, amen, the word of God. Hallelujah. If I tell it to you straight up, you won't get it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I gotta be cunning, amen, when delivering the word so that you will properly understand it. I can't try to sound smart. I can't try to impress the other preacher. Praise God, because I know the other preacher listening, amen, and I want him to know that I know what I'm talking about. So I'm using big words, hallelujah, amen, and going into details that don't got nothing to do with the sermon just so I can impress somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is likened. So he's saying the kingdom of heaven is like this. What I'm about to describe, amen, and as an example to try to show you what the kingdom of heaven is like, what I'm about to say ain't the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of people say this is the kingdom of heaven right here. That's what he said. No, he said it's like. This is something that's like. the kingdom of heaven. I'm about to tell you something that describes what the kingdom of heaven is like. Praise God. And he says, unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, verse 25, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, no. Nay. But he said, nay, least while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let me stop right there and go back and put this into scope for you, praise God. So it's obvious, hallelujah, amen, that the sower, the man, amen, has a field. And what this man has done in this field is sow seeds of wheat. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. So it's obvious, and this man has people working for him. It says, as men slept, praise God. It says, amen, the servants, and then later on it calls him servants, praise God, hallelujah. So this is a man, hallelujah, amen, running a company. Praise God. What we're looking at is a company. Praise God. We're looking at a wheat company. Praise God, hallelujah. And anytime you deal with business, you have adversaries in business just like you do in regular life. You got somebody over there that's saying, I can sell it better than you. I got a better product than you. I can do hair better than you. I can cut hair better. I can do this better. Everything is competitive. Praise God, hallelujah. So what we have here is a man who obviously makes a living selling wheat. So he planted good seed in his field. Praise God. So when he planted the good seed, whenever you plant good seed, you're planning to have a good harvest. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he said, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like this man that owned his business. And in his business, what he did, he sowed wheat. And he made sure that he sowed good seed, hallelujah, in his field. But then as the men, the workers, as they slept, an enemy came. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so tares, weeds, hallelujah, among the wheat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now when we go a little bit further, it says, when the servants said unto the master, didn't thou sow good seed in thy field? Then where did the tares, where these weeds come from if you sowed good seed? Praise God. And that's the question that when you make this comparison to what Jesus is saying about the kingdom of heaven. But first, I got to reiterate that in the book of, in another scripture, it says, hallelujah, that the kingdom of heaven is within. The kingdom of heaven, hallelujah, is within you. Praise God. So he's saying the kingdom of heaven is like this man that sowed good things into his field. He sowed good seed in his field, and he was expecting a profit from what he sowed. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the enemy came, whatever adversary it was. Praise God. Because the enemy could be the other local wheat farmer. Hallelujah. And I figure if I mess with your profit, hallelujah, I will increase my profit. Praise God. Hallelujah. And watch this. It says, amen. In verse number 28, hallelujah, in verse number 28, he says, he said unto them, my enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then go and gather them up? But he said, nay. So first of all, the enemy wanted to trick, hallelujah, amen, the workers. Praise God, the people that were watching the field, the people that were in charge of the field, the enemy wanted to trick them because their first instinct was to pull up the weeds. Praise God, hallelujah. Their first instinct was to pull up the weeds that have already been planted, that had already taken root and had already began to grow. Praise God, hallelujah. And the man answered, nay, least while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. He said, it's too late now, that it has already taken root. And what has happened underground is that the roots have intertwined together. Praise God. So what will happen if you pull up the tear, you'll end up pulling up the weed also, and I won't have a profit at all. Hallelujah. Praise God. So see, this is what you have to understand. What the enemy did, amen, is try to destroy his profit altogether. Because not only do I lose the crops, the harvest I would have had, praise God, but I also lose the price that I paid for those seeds. Hallelujah. So the enemy is trying to get me into the negative. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he figured, praise God, I could trick these men because their first instinct was to pull up the weeds. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the man said, no, if you pull up the weeds, amen, you're going to pull up the wheat too. And then I ain't going to have nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is the scenario that he is comparing, amen, to our lives. He's comparing this to our lives. Praise God. Stuff happens. I started to call this sermon Stuff Happens. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what they say in the word, in the world, that other four-letter word, S happens. Hallelujah. Stuff happens. Praise God. The Bible tells us that life comes, amen, with its own hardships every day. It got its own problems. Praise God. The problems of life are going to occur. Praise God. Things are going to happen that are beyond your control. Praise God. I've heard other people minister this sermon, and they would get on the men. The men mentioned, praise God, in verse 25, because they sleep, this happened. Praise God. Don't be sleeping, amen, when you know you got something going. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when you get down to verse 28 and 29, you don't hear the man getting on the men. You know why? Because the man understood that sleeping is a natural thing that you have to do in order to be productive in your life. Hallelujah. You got to eat. You got to sleep. You got to go to the restroom. Praise God. And you got to get you something to drink. You got to be stay hydrated. These are things you have to do. But what will happen is you'll begin to blame yourself for things that happened in your life that you really had no control over. You had to go to work. Hallelujah. You had to go to school. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, while you was at work, amen, your kid had snuck out and went somewhere they weren't supposed to go, but you had to work. And you sit there, well, if I wouldn't have done this, hallelujah, amen, this wouldn't have happened. If I wouldn't have done that, that wouldn't have happened. Praise God. If I would have been there, hallelujah, praise God. If me and him or me and her could have stayed together, this wouldn't have happened. Praise God, hallelujah. And the day the Lord is saying to stop blaming yourself. Our enemy did this. Praise God, hallelujah. See, this is the time that you have to be proactive and not reactive. Proactive and not reactive. Praise God. It's an already happened. There's nothing you can do to change what happened. You can't go back and be there when they sneaking out the window. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look how many times you snuck out the window and didn't get caught when you was a child. Praise God. Look at all the things you got away with that your parents don't know about. And we wait till we get grown and we slowly start telling them stuff we done did that they don't know we done did. Praise God. And some of them shocked that my mama was shocked at some of the stuff I done. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can't believe you did that. I never would have thought you did that. Praise God. Yeah, I did it, and you never thought I did it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, our enemy did that. Praise. There's nothing she could have done, hallelujah, to stop it. She thought she did everything she could do. Praise God. This man thought he did everything. He got men watching him. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the enemy still came because that's what the enemy does. The Bible describes the enemy as a thief. A thief don't come, amen, when you home. That's a robber. A robber comes when you home. A thief comes when you're not there because a thief is a coward. Praise God. A thief is a thief most likely ain't got no gun. Praise God. So I need to break in when you're not there. I can't fight. Hallelujah. So I got to come when you're not there. I got to be sneaky. Praise God. And I got to break in when you're not there. Hallelujah. I got to catch you slipping. That's what a thief does. The God, Jesus is describing the enemy, the devil, Satan, whatever you want, whatever name you want to give him, praise God, as a thief, as a sneaky something. Hallelujah. He's sitting there. There's nothing you can do when somebody's sitting there waiting on you to slip up. Ain't nothing you can do to stop me if I'm watching you 24/7, and I wanna get you some kind of way. Ain't nothing you can do to stop me if I'm studying your every move. And this is what this enemy did. No doubt this enemy scoped out. Remember when God and Satan was talking about Job, and he said, "Have you considered Job?" And he said, "Yeah, I didn't consider him, but you got a hedge around him, and he fear you for nothing. He always giving sacrifices for you." Satan knew everything about Job. He had been studying Job. Praise God, waiting for an opportunity to kill and destroy. Praise God, hallelujah. And that's what the enemy is doing in each and every one of our lives. He's sitting and he's waiting. He's waiting to plant some tear in our lives. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, yeah, you got the raise, but now you're in a higher tax bracket. Hallelujah, how did this happen? How am I getting that? I'm not getting as much money as I thought. I'm paying more taxes. Hallelujah. I got more responsibility. Praise God. Hallelujah. How did this happen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Our enemy has done this. He catches you when you are not paying attention. And we can say, I need to be alert at all times. I need to be alert at all. You got to sleep. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to take a shower. When you take a shower, you are the most vulnerable. You're in there. Amen. You're naked with the dough clothes and the shower running. Amen. And it's like a horror movie. Amen. If you hear something, you're cutting the shower down, trying to make sure that I hear that. Praise God. Because you're in the shower. That's when the enemy's going to come, when you're not expecting them to. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can put up as many precautions as you want to. Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy is going to send somebody in some way, form, or fashion at your spouse, at your children. Praise God. Hallelujah. It might be by some money. Amen. It might be by some sex. Amen. It might be by some power. Praise God. Whatever way he come, he going to come, and you ain't going to be there all the time. Praise God. You're not going to be there to be the knight in shining armor. Praise God. You ain't going to be there to be a Captain Save a Mama. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's going to be some points, amen, you got, with them children. You got to let them go to school by themselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to be a point. You got to let them go off to college or wherever they go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, maybe if I would have kept them home a couple more years, they wouldn't have ran off and did what they did. See, well, every time something happens, we blame ourselves. And that's the issue. Why are you blaming yourself when you can clearly see there is nothing you could have done to prevent what happened? You can replay it in your mind 1,000 times. What could you do? Praise God. You can't control another person's emotions. You can't control another person's actions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With your children, you can only teach them the best you can. Hallelujah. Amen. With what you got. Praise God. And 9 times out of 10, you as a parent ain't equipped. Praise God, because your parent wasn't equipped. Glory to God. So we doing the best we can with what we got. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus says, hallelujah, in verse 30, let both grow together into the harvest. And in that time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them into bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. He said at the proper time, hallelujah, amen, that stuff going to be separated. Hallelujah. Think of all the stuff you went through as a teenager. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of y'all that's been in a relationship for a long time, remember all the way you thought at the beginning. Hallelujah. Some of the rocky things that would happen at the beginning. Praise God. And your first instinct was to uproot it. Hallelujah. And you might have messed around, and some of us have messed around and uprooted the whole relationship. Praise God. Trying to get rid of the bad things. Hallelujah. Because guess why? Because we can't stand to let it grow together. Are you serious? Praise God. I'm the one got to live with these bad kids. Hallelujah. Or I'm the one got to deal with these toxic parents. Praise God. I'm the one got to deal, amen, hallelujah, with this crazy man. Hallelujah, with this crazy female. I'm the one got to deal with this. And you telling me, hallelujah, I can't uproot this right now. I got to wait. It's a certain time. Hallelujah, amen, and then at that time, praise God, all this going to be separated, all this going to be made right at that time. Hallelujah, praise God, because now, hallelujah, it's already been there, praise God, there's nothing you can do. Hallelujah, but that's the thing that we need to realize about a lot of things, is nothing you could have done. Hallelujah. And while the enemy still has you focus on what could I have done differently? While the enemy still has you focused on that, hallelujah, amen, you can't do anything to control what's going on in your life right now. Glory to God, hallelujah. So what's happening now while you're distracted? The enemy is coming along and planting more terror in your life, because now you're distracted with what I could have done. How I could have rectified the situation. How I could have stopped this. Maybe I could have been a better wife. Maybe I could have been a better husband. Maybe I could have been a better parent. Praise God. But what about the here and now? Hallelujah. The Lord dealt with me alone. He said, you can't do nothing about the past. Yesterday is gone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Concentrate on not making no mistakes today. Hallelujah, praise God. Concentrate on the day. Like he said, tomorrow got his own problems. Praise God, hallelujah. Today is the day that the Lord has made. And just like the Alcoholics Anonymous thing say, one day at a time. That's how we should deal with life, period, not just with things we're trying to struggle with getting over or addictions we're trying to get loose from. Everything needs to be one day at a time. Hallelujah, praise God. I can't worry about is she coming to work tomorrow. She ain't work today. So I need to do something about today. Glory to God. And tomorrow, what did Jesus say? Tomorrow will take care of itself. Hallelujah, praise God. Because we ain't even there yet. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. So when he says, hallelujah, amen, let them grow together, hallelujah, then he say, one of them going to get burnt up and the other one going to go into the barn. Hallelujah. And you study trying to, along the way, along the harvest, you know, it's seasons. And all throughout the whole season, the growing season, hallelujah, you just looking at that wheat and you can't stand it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You looking at him going through his cell phone and then putting his face down. hallelujah, on the table, praise God, with the ring off, praise God, hallelujah. You look at him stepping outside to get on the phone, hallelujah. You looking at her whispering over there, what is she doing, hallelujah, praise God. You looking at your kids wondering what are they Googling, what apps is they on, praise God, hallelujah. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Whatever the enemy has done, it is done. You can't change the way you was raised, and you can't change what you have already done. Praise God. Only thing you can do now is move forward. Paul said it like this. I'm trying to forget those things which are behind me and reach for the things which are in front of me. Hallelujah. I can't change my past. It is what it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I can't keep blaming myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can take responsibility for my part. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But watch this. What if you have no part? Praise God. Hallelujah. And this story here, praise God, is nothing. It ain't nobody's fault. Glory to God, it happened. The enemy came and did what he did. Praise God, hallelujah. But and then it's the enemy that comes back and try to get you, hallelujah, to place the blame on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Then he went on to another parable. But when we drop back down to verse 37, hallelujah, amen. Well, verse 36, then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came to him saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. They didn't get it. He sat there and he explained it. Glory to God, but they didn't get it. Hallelujah. Praise God. They didn't get it. Praise God. So he said he gonna explain it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, he that soweth the good seed is the son of man. Praise God. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burnt in the fire, so it shall be the end of this world. And the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather of his kingdom all things that offend, and them that which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father, who has ears to hear, let him hear. Praise God, hallelujah. So even when he goes through the breakdown of what the parable is saying, there is still no chastisement of the men. Praise God, hallelujah. And that's what we love to do, amen. And when I was asking, why do we do that? Because we blame ourselves for things in our lives. Praise God. But the blame don't belong to us. Hallelujah, praise God. It belongs to the enemy. This is knowledge. Praise God. This is knowledge to keep us from perishing. Because some of us will worry ourselves to death and stay stagnant in the situations we in, blaming ourselves for things that were beyond our control. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy is not going to do nothing straight up. It's not going to be an opportunity for you to just stop him. Praise God, because he's going to catch you when you're not looking. He's going to catch you when you slipping. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, offenses will come. Hallelujah. When you hear the phrase they say in the world, that's life. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, in other words, life happens is how you react to life. Praise God, hallelujah, is how you react to the situations in your life. I'm in this world, but I'm not of it, so I don't have to react, hallelujah, the way the world reacts to problems because I'm not of this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's so many things that I could react to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when I understand the wheat has to grow with the tares, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I could be an angry parent, praise God, of some of the things that's happened. Praise God. Hallelujah. I could be an angry friend or associate to some people. Hallelujah. But I have to understand that what happened is whatever happened, hallelujah, amen, was beyond my control. Hallelujah, praise God. And once we accept that fact that it was beyond our control, hallelujah, then we can properly deal with the situation. Hallelujah, amen. Why else would the men immediately say, do you want us to pull up the tears? Hallelujah. Because now what are they doing? They're taking responsibility for something that wasn't their fault. Hallelujah. It wasn't their fault the enemy came and planted the tear, but yet they wanted to do something about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not your fault whatever happened. Hallelujah. Amen. In your life, whatever situation you're dealing with, it's not your fault it happened. Praise God. So quit taking responsibility for something, hallelujah, that you didn't do. Hallelujah. Praise God. You didn't plant the tear in your life. You didn't plant, hallelujah, that thought in your daughter's head. You didn't plant that thought in your son's head. Praise God. No, nobody, amen, it wasn't your fault your husband came home talking crazy. Our enemy has done this. Glory to God. It's not your fault, praise God, hallelujoh. But that's why God, the problem is, amen, we sitting there looking at the weeds, hallelujah, steady growing, praise God. But thank God for the Spirit, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. If you ask for me, I'll give it to you. And that Holy Spirit got something in it that produces long suffering. Hallelujah, amen. That's the ability to put up with a situation for an extended period of time. Hallelujah, praise God. A lot of people can't go through nothing because they ain't got the Spirit, praise God, hallelujah. They ain't got long suffering, hallelujah. That's why they only suffer with you for a season. And after that season, they stop messing with you, praise God, because they not of God. Hallelujah, they had another purpose in your life, amen, that you didn't know about. Some other ulterior motive. Otherwise, praise God, they would have suffered long with you. That's why that man ain't with you, because he didn't have the long suffering to be with you. Hallelujah. He didn't have the grace to be with you. Praise God. She didn't have it for you. Praise God. Therefore, you didn't get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you should thank God for it, because now you know, praise God, if you would have been with that person, how many arguments would y'all have had? How many times would this have happened, praise God, without the loan? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Without the long suffering of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit produced. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you're dealing with somebody that claim they got the Holy Ghost, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But their life ain't producing the Holy Ghost. Praise God. In other words, you don't see no long suffering. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't see no gentleness. You don't see no meekness. Hallelujah. You don't see no self-control. You don't see no love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. Them the only opportunities when it's right in front of your face, amen, and you know the enemy, this is the enemy trying to come and plant a seed in your life, praise God. Hallelujah. Them the only opportunities when you know, because you see what's going on. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, praise God. But these people, praise God, these men, hallelujah, amen, had to suffer a while. They had to sit there and look at those tares growing among them wheat. Praise God, hallelujah. But they had to understand it wasn't their fault. Hallelujah. They had to understand, amen, an enemy did this. He was waiting for the opportunity to do it. Praise God. There's nothing I could have done to stop him or prohibit this from happening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With that child, there's nothing you could have done. At that job, ain't nothing you could have did. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you still blaming yourself. And when you blame yourself, like I said, you stay stagnant where you at and you can't move forward. Praise God. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. Stay stagnant and not move forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, amen, when a spirit leaves the body, it goes to a dry place. Glory to God. Then it come back and it bring five or six of his friends with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the enemy wants to keep you in a dry place. Hallelujah. Because if I keep you in a dry place, it makes it easier for the enemy to come in. Praise God. Hallelujah. It keeps you distracted. Hallelujah. It's one thing to be distracted with life. Hallelujah. See, sleeping is an aspect of life, something that you got to do, praise God. It's one thing to be distracted with everyday life, praise God. It's another thing to be distracted by the voices in your own head. Hallelujah. That voice of condemnation saying it's your fault. If you would have been a better daddy, if you would have been a better husband, if you would have been a better wife, if you would have been a better mother, hallelujah, praise God. All these are distractions, amen, to keep you in condemnation, to keep you stagnant. Hallelujah. Not moving. Praise God. The devil don't mind you praising God as long as you're standing still. Glory to God. He don't mind you going to church as long as you ain't learning nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. He don't mind you praising and worshiping God long as your life is not moving forward. Hallelujah. That's the enemy's plan. Hallelujah. The enemy's plan ain't to take you to hell. It's to take you through hell. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wherever we go when we leave here, hallelujah, he want to make sure we go through hell on the way there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wants you to have a hard time in life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God wants you to understand, amen, hallelujah, when he do come, hallelujah, how to perceive the act of the enemy. It's just one day at a time. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got to perceive one day at a time. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can't worry about tomorrow and I can't worry about yesterday. I can only worry about the here and now. Tell you the truth, I can't even worry about 5 minutes ago. I can apologize. Glory to God. I can try not to do it again. Hallelujah, amen. But I still got to move forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. The devil wants to keep us trapped. Hallelujah. He wants to keep us stagnant. Hallelujah. He don't want the family to grow. He don't want your relationship with your husband or your wife to get close. Hallelujah. Praise God. And y'all be on one accord knowing, hallelujah, I don't mind y'all working separate. Hallelujah. Because one can defeat 1,000. So both of y'all together working apart, y'all knocking down about 2,000. That's cool. But see, two can defeat 10,000. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the devil wants to keep us, amen, distracted by other things. Hallelujah. So we can't get on one accord with each other. Hallelujah. And tear the roof off the place. Glory to God. The devil does not want you to excel to your maximum point of potential. Hallelujah. He wants you to stay stupid. He don't want you, hallelujah, to learn nothing, praise God. He don't want you to excel in life. He ain't worried about when you die because he can't control where you go. Hallelujah. He ain't got that authority to put you in heaven or hell, but God does. But he can cause you to go through hell on earth. And that's the goal, to get you to go through hell on earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. To get you, y'all be fighting and arguing at the house. Hallelujah. So there's no peace in the home. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the relationship stays stagnant right there. That's why Jesus, glory to God, we get ready to get out of here. That's why Jesus, when he went to the grave of Lazarus and he called Lazarus out, hallelujah, Lazarus was wrapped in the funeral clothes, in the dead clothes. Glory to God. And he told Lazarus to come out, but he instructed the people to take the dead clothes off. Glory to God. And we missed that part. Hallelujah, because we need to understand, praise God, hallelujah, that we leave people where we left them dead at. Hallelujah, praise God. And they move past that point. Hallelujah. They don't lie no more. They ain't manipulative no more. They've repented and changed. Hallelujah. So Jesus had to tell the people, y'all take the dead clothes off because I need y'all to recognize the fact that he's alive. Hallelujah. See, Lazarus knew he was alive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the people needed to know he was alive. Praise God. Some of y'all are still mad at people for stuff happened years ago, and they moved past it. Hallelujah. Amen. God says you need to unwrap that thing and move past it. That's why he said, take me where you laid him. Where did you lay this down at? Where did you decide? Hallelujah. Amen. That wherever them terror came from, it was my fault, and I'm going to sit here and stay in condemnation and stay in low self-esteem and stay in depression, praise God, and I'm not going to move forward with my life. I'm just going to stay right here. God say, take me back to that point where you decided that. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want you to come out of there, hallelujah, and unwrap that thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And once you unwrap that thing, you can clearly see, hallelujah, that the situation ain't dead. The marriage ain't dead. The friendship ain't dead. The parental and child relationship ain't dead. Hallelujah. Amen. Your goals in life ain't dead. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not dead, praise God. It's alive because Jesus spoke to that thing, and he's given you the power to speak to that thing. You can speak to your relationship, speak life into your relationship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when something happened, when some terror pop up, know the enemy did it. When she started accusing you of doing something you ain't done nothing, that ain't nothing but the enemy. Hallelujah, praise God. And once you understand the enemy did that, hallelujah, amen, that I'm not battling against flesh and blood, but I'm battling against principalities and wicked and evil spirits that are in high places. When I understand the enemy put that thought in her head, hallelujah, praise God. It's just a regular day for me, but the enemy over there toying with her, the enemy over there messing with him, praise God, hallelujah, putting all kind of thoughts and concepts into his head. But I have to recognize that the enemy has done this. Hallelujah. And there will be a season where this will come to an end. Hallelujah. This is just a period of time. Hallelujah. And Tupac had a song, life goes on. Life don't stop. Hallelujah. Life keeps moving, praise God. And we got to keep moving with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to keep moving with life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if we keep moving with life, praise God, and still being stuck on yesterday. Hallelujah. We're not supposed to be trying to forget yesterday and work on the result. See, whatever happened yesterday, the result of yesterday is happening today. That's what I need to be focused on, the result of yesterday. Ain't nothing I can do about yesterday. Hallelujah, praise God. But I can work on what happened from yesterday and move forward from it. But if I keep trying to go back to yesterday, I'm never going to make any progress on today. Hallelujah, praise God. And Jesus, amen, we getting ready to close, hallelujah. So Jesus came and gave this parable in part to let us know. All those little things, amen, that popped up in your life, hallelujah. And you know you put good into that marriage. You know you put good into that job. You know you put good into that friendship. You know you put good into that church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, amen, you did the best you could trying to achieve the best result possible. Praise God. Hallelujah. You were trying to be profitable. Hallelujah. After the transaction was done, hallelujah, amen, you wanted to be in the green. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, the Bible, what God says, amen, you can still be in the green. Hallelujah. Praise God. He can mess with the prophet, but he can't stop the prophet. Lord, have mercy. Y'all, I'm going to say that again. He can mess with the prophet. Hallelujah. But he can't stop you, from being profitable. Hallelujah. He can't stop you from being weak. Hallelujah. He can't stop your kids from being weak. Praise God. All he can do is plant a tear. And all that tear can do is try to bring down the value. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you can't erase the value. Hallelujah. You can't completely diminish the value. Hallelujah. So when it's all said and done, at the end of the season, it's still going to be a profit. Hallelujah. You need to see, some of y'all need to just move forward with your life and tell the devil, you ain't stopped nothing. I know you tried. You tried real good. Hallelujah. Amen. You had everything planned out. You play chess, not checkers. I ain't going to lie. But you didn't win. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you can plant tear all you want to, but them tears just going to end up in the furnace. They just going to get burnt up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All I got to do is wait. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Quit blaming yourself. Praise God. Move forward. Hallelujah. And just wait for that day, that due season. The Bible talks about a due season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And when your season is due, glory to God, you can expect that harvest and you can expect it to be profitable. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When it's all said and done, no matter how bad a parent you thought you were, that child is going to be profitable. No matter how bad a husband or a wife you thought you were, praise God, or thought he was, or her was, she was, hallelujah, your relationship is still going to be profitable. Glory to God, hallelujah. You just got to believe what the word of God says and not reject this knowledge. Because if you reject this knowledge, you're going to blame yourself. If you reject this knowledge, you're going to put yourself into a pit hole of condemnation. Glory to God. If you reject this knowledge, glory to God, hallelujah, you will stay stagnant where you at and keep saying, if I would have done this, if I would have done that, if I would have done this, there's nothing you can do about that. What about now? Hallelujah. Praise God. No, you ain't been the kind of husband you needed to be in the past, praise God, but what about today? Hallelujah, praise God. I learned something. It's never too late to start something. Glory to God, hallelujah. Ain't never too late to stop cussing and stop going off on people. Glory to God. It ain't never too late to start loving on somebody. Glory to God, hallelujah. It ain't never too late to say I'm sorry. Hallelujah, praise God. You say, oh, it's been all these years. I'm going to go and tell them. They probably ain't going to care. Hey, man, you know that thing happened. Man, I'm sorry about that. They've been waiting. Hallelujah, praise God for this. Glory to God, hallelujah. It ain't never, hallelujah, too late. Praise God. That's another lie of the enemy. Praise God. God said it like this, hallelujah, in the book of Jeremiah. Glory to God. If you do an evil, I will curse you. But if you start to do good, I will reverse the curse and I will bless you. But he say on the same token, hallelujah, if you're doing good, I will be blessing you. But if you stop doing good and start doing evil, I will begin to curse you. Hallelujah. And so it's all... It ain't, we praying to God, God, please, oh, Lord, I'm sorry, please forgive me. If you just, Lord, just give me one more chance. He say you got a million chances. All you got to do is act on it. All you got, he waiting on your action. He say if you do good, hallelujah, praise God, it ain't never too late to stop doing evil and start doing good. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, they ain't going to appreciate it. If you try, try. Glory to God, hallelujah. and quit listening to the negative voices in your head. You know how you know if you hear God in your head or not? If it's a negative voice, that ain't God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If God tell you to do this, amen, do something positive, hallelujah, amen, that's God. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. So we thank God, amen, for everybody that called in and tuned in, everybody out there on this new social media app. We thank God for you, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. We thank God for all of y'all on tonight. Praise God, everybody listening on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. We're going to let the wheat grow with the tare. We're going to stop blaming ourselves. Hallelujah, because the enemy came when we were vulnerable. Because that's what he do. Praise God, hallelujah. That's how he do what he do. As he come, hallelujah, amen, when we distracted, when we ain't looking. Praise God, hallelujah. And we got to learn there's nothing we can do. Hallelujah, amen, to stop him, much less go back and change what has already happened. Praise God. But we have a due season, hallelujah, where these things will be gathered up, hallelujah, and separated. Hallelujah, praise God. But we got to have that Holy Spirit so we can produce, hallelujah, amen, that long-suffering and that gentleness, hallelujah, and that meekness and that love. Hallelujah, praise God, and that self-control to see us through to that due season. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for everybody. We're going to open up the phone lines. Amen. If anybody have a comment, testimony, prayer request, hallelujah. If you got a prayer request out there on social media, hallelujah, put it in the comments, praise God, hallelujah, amen. We'll honor it on tonight, praise God. But right now the phone lines are open, praise God. Will there be one on tonight?
Praise God. You hear me?
Amen.
Okay. Let's say it for faith. Praise God from on the road. I just want to tell y'all hi to be on the road right now. I tuned in the last end, but I enjoyed the part that heard. Thank you for the word. That's it.
Amen, amen. We thank God for Lady Rebecca on tonight. Amen. Out there on the highway, the expressway, the freeway, whatever way y'all want to call it. See, out there traveling. Hallelujah. So we keep, amen, the pages lifted up in prayer on tonight. Praise God. And once again, we thank God for all of y'all that called in and tuned in. Make sure y'all tune in on Sunday morning. Hallelujah, at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time, 11 o'clock Central Time, 10 o'clock Midwest Time, and 9 o'clock Pacific Time. Tune in to Living in Expectation, our Sunday morning care church service. Amen. We'll be live, amen, on your social media platform, praise God. Hallelujah. And also on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. So make sure y'all tune in this Sunday, praise God. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of y'all. We're going to go ahead and pray out at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. Hallelujah for your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your knowledge. Hallelujah, amen, to stop blaming ourselves, praise God. Hallelujah, amen, to forget those things which are behind us and reach for those things which are before us, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. We glorify you and we magnify your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah, and amen, amen. And as we lead the line tonight, as I always say, don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. On behalf of Care Church Incorporated, everybody have a good night. Y'all go with God, and we're going to see y'all this Sunday, amen, for Living in Expectation. God bless you.